Iraq and Iran are in mourning this week. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thousands of lives have been touched by tragedy and loss along the border between these two countries. What's to be done in the face of such grief? And then we'll end today with an exciting story from the deaf community. More on that in just a few moments. But first, let's look at the situation in the Middle East. Rubble, chaos, and fear. Those are three words that describe Iran today. On Sunday, a magnitude 7.3 earthquake struck the border between Iran and Iraq and leveled the towns there. By Tuesday, it was clear that there would be no more survivors pulled from the ruins. It's already being called the deadliest quake of 2017. Heart for Iran is standing by as a second-wave responder to help with the necessities, says Nazanin Baghestani.
Get shelter. That's the first thing. Get into a safe place. And then give them the basic needs. And like those who are hurt, help them. Because it's hard to take everyone to the hospital, so the nurses have to go out to these places and help the hurt ones.
Less obvious are the spiritual and emotional traumas. What we can do is to pray for the believers who are responding to the disaster. Now, Heart for Iran is helping people deal with their loss and grief. Baghestani supervises a counseling call center and says their staff has been inundated with people who are trying to process that trauma.
In these times, you know, people are looking for God. They're asking questions. They want to know where is God in their situation. So that gives us an opportunity to talk to them as they call us and we pray for them. It's an opportunity for them to receive Christ and to know Jesus as their Lord and their hope.
Next, we've been following the blasphemy case of Ahmed, a highly influential co-laborer of the gospel who's strategically placed in Pakistan. After the third hearing in his trial was postponed because of the rioting in the courtroom, the judge rescheduled it for this Friday. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
And he's already advised the prosecution that if they do not present any evidence, because they have not been able to do so in hearing number one or hearing number two, he's going to dismiss the case.
So even if the case is dismissed, it's not going to stop his accusers.
And then last Friday, they issued a fatwa, which says we renounce this apostate. They list his name and his residence, and they say he's misleading Muslim youth, converting them to Christianity. He is insulting our prophet. And then the end of the fatwa gives instructions to society at large, wherever you find him, kill him. And this is how you will embrace paradise.
A fatwa is an Islamic legal pronouncement pertaining to a specific situation that's issued by an expert in religious law. It's already been distributed throughout Pakistan. So would you pray for Ahmed's safety and his acquittal, and pray for his family's safety as well as their encouragement? And finally, last month, Deaf Bible Society hosted a one-of-a-kind conference for deaf millennial Christians. The conference was called Together, Inspiring Our Generation, and it took place in Arlington, Texas. Jason Sewer with Deaf Bible says the Together conference was uniquely deaf-centric. Everything was organized around the deaf Christian experience and community. For example, they did worship differently than hearing conferences do.
When you're copying that song word for word from English to American Sign Language, it's almost robotic in some sense. But where is that spirit? Where is that excitement? Where is that opportunity for us to open ourselves up and express how we want to worship God?
They had worship in American Sign Language, ASL poetry, presentations, and breakout groups.
There's a lot of communication that was occurring, and that really caused me to look back and say, wow, this group is hungry for that connection, for the understanding and a deeper level of understanding of what the scriptures mean and where is God in our community. Where can I find God in our language?
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanka Padayi. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.